Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Yeah, see, I did something horrible last inning, see? I said something really offensive, see? And then Castellanos hits the ball out to left, see? And the Reds take a 4-3 lead.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
The last 40 seasons, 37 of the 40 champions won 70% of their games or more in the regular season. You kind of can use the regular season a lot to draw conclusions like this.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
That's absolutely the best one so far, right?
That's the best one.
Over the top ridiculous, followed by you offering like a well-reasoned, calm and rational take on something related to sports betting.
It's like six layers because it's the inside joke of us developing that voice and then using it on the show. Then you're using that voice to do Tom Brenneman. there are just layers and layers to what's happening there humor wise. It's like it's not just a voice. It's not just some gimmick. It's like we're mocking Tom Brenneman using the voice of a 1920s roaring 20s mobster. Like, sure, I guess that's wagertainment, apparently.
Oh, you know what they call that? Wagertainment. You know what it gives us? Laughs. On You Better You Bet. Great to have my guy Ken Barkley back here on You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, the aforementioned Ken Barkley, with you on the BetQL Audio Network. We are nationwide on Odyssey.com and, of course, the Odyssey app. 1430 AM, the Bet in Denver. KCBS HD3 in Los Angeles. 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago. And YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. I was thinking, Ken, by the way, before I get to the rest of the intro, Mark Malusis, who filled in for you on Friday, came up with the idea of the You Betters for the YouTubers, what to call them. I was thinking, like, in lieu of that, why don't we just call them the You Better You Betters? Like, and just go full bore with it. Like, that's the dedicated, passionate fan base of the show. Like, if you are a dedicated, passionate fan of You Better You Bet, you are a You Better You Better.
Okay. I actually think I don't mind either of them. I think I'm pretty indifferent. But if we do You Better You Betters, you finally get what you've always wanted, which is for the word and the name of the show to be OR instead of ER. We're like backdooring it, basically.
I think I would want it to be ER both ways. Just to keep the stupidity
You Better You Betters, and just TER. Okay, now I really want to do it. Now I actually want to do that because it makes absolutely no sense.
Hey, listen, you know what we call that? Wagertainment. We're bringing that to you here for the next 4 hours on All Things Sports Betting, proudly presented by the Bet River Sportsbook. You deposit that $250, you will get that $250 match over at our show sponsor, BetRivers.com. We'll tell you about some of Bet River's cool specials and promotions as we move along in today's show. Also, we'll tell you about BetQL's 5-star bets tonight as we move along in the program. But BetQL's sensational. You want to sign up at BetQL.com. You want to download the BetQL app. They've got dem algorithms giving you that edge to beat those sports books. Visit BetQL.com and download the BetQL app on this Monday. What's the date today? The 12th?
It's the 12th, yeah.
I wrote Thursday in my notes.
And we're off to a rousing start this week.
Okay. Monday, April 12th of the year of our Lord, 2021. At You Better You Bet on Twitter, at YBYB Sports on Instagram. I am on Twitter and Instagram, at the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Ken Barkley on Twitter, at Lockie Lockerson. Phenomenal show coming your way today. We're going to hit a lot of different sports on the show today. We got four guests, four different sports, all bringing you the wagertainment, the wagering goodness that you need to make money betting on sports. Our buddy Alex Christensen, a.k.a. Noob, is going to join us in the next hour talking NBA. Joe Giglio of WIP in Philadelphia, sensational Major League Baseball mind. He's coming up also in hour number two. Final hour of the show, Grant Wall from the Football with Grant Wall podcast, Sports Illustrated, longtime soccer writer. He is awesome. He's going to give us winning plays for the Champions League on both Tuesday and Wednesday. Can't wait to bring Grant Wall onto the show. And NHL trade deadline day is today, and the deadline has passed. Adrian Dater going to join us in the final hour of the show to tell us what to make of the NHL trade deadline and who we should be betting on to win the Stanley Cup, etc. as we move forward. We're going to get into the NBA, including a tremendous weekend for the Los Angeles Lakers and what that means. We're going to get into Major League Baseball from the weekend, and I would just ask this simple question to all umpires in Major League Baseball that woke up this morning. Why are you here? Why are you breathing? What's the point? What's the point of your existence? Power Hour, hour number three. All our bets for tonight. Million games in the NBA and Major League Baseball. We'll update the NFL draft player prop market for you. So an absolutely loaded show here on a Monday. Ken Barkley, we missed you on Friday. Great to have you back. How you feeling today?
When you're unhealthy for a couple days, when you're even feeling sick for 24, 48 hours, and appreciated Melusa's filling in for me on Friday, just hit me like a ton of bricks. And then you're just normal again. Whew. You realize you took it for granted. You realize that I'm sitting here and I actually feel totally fine, like totally normal Monday. And I'm hashtag blessed. I just actually feel very thankful to not feel like total crap like I did for about 48 hours consecutively. So appreciate you guys doing the show Friday, but.
What were we going to do? Be like, hey, sorry, guys, Ken's off. No show today. I don't think that's in my contract. Maybe they'll get that in the next one. Right, yeah. They'll get that in the next one. So have you gotten your vaccine yet or not yet?
I did. Yeah, today. Got it. So, okay, my wife still went on Friday to get it. And I have mine. So we're back in the time loop. We're back in the normal cycle and everything. First dose Pfizer. She had like no side effects whatsoever. So I was pretty comfortable. And I'm only in hour five since having it. So
hour number five, vaccine.
Right. You know what they call that? Crossing our fingers. Right? Happy to be to obviously have it. And you know, I saw a map today of all the states, and it's kind of colored based on like percentage of people that have received the vaccine and everything. And a lot of states shaded with a lot of people having that first dose. And there's a lot's been written about that. Obviously, I know we have some issues with the various states with spreads and stuff like that, but just, keep a glass half full for people who have gotten it.
Definitely.
Like, awesome. And let's all just kind of, my wife and I've texted at least 10 times since she got it on Friday, where it'll be our normal text conversation about like, she's going to the grocery store or someone with the kids. And randomly at the end, one of us will be like, yeah, and we're vaccinated. Like, we would have, given, arms and legs a year ago to be in this situation to just be able to say that. So try to appreciate that and kind of block out a lot of the rest of the stuff that's going
on. Definitely glass half full. No doubt about it. Spring's going to be awesome. Summer's going to be even better. And, this weekend for yours truly, as it comes to the sports betting, Ken, the glass was half full. And not only was the glass half full, but the water in the glass, Ken, was not clear. Yeah. The water was green. For the green one by my guy, Hideki Matsuyama. And there's a great Japanese expression that I've been able to learn, right, from a lot of the Japanese shows that I watch, of Japanese video games that I play. Now, everyone knows about arigato, right, because of domo arigato, Mr. Roboto, right? Now, arigato means thank you. Arigato gozaimasu means thank you for what you have done for me. So if you go somewhere, I think I told this story, I went to a Japanese market in Brooklyn to get ingredients with my girlfriend, and I made soba noodles, and this Japanese woman was able to help me find the ingredients, and I looked at her when she was done, and I said arigato gozaimasu, and she looked at me like I had four heads, like she couldn't believe that came out of my mouth. So this is what I say to you, Hideki Matsuyama: arigato gozaimasu, thank you for what you have done for me, winning me a bunch of money this weekend at the Masters. Japan, for the first time in my life, my obsession with Japanese culture made me money instead of costing me money. Let's go. What a weekend at Augusta National from my guy Hideki Matsuyama. Arigato gozaimasu.
You are you're the only person I know who had him to win. It doesn't mean there weren't other people who had the tickets. I think he had like 1% of the money in some of the public sports books to win. So clearly other people had the ticket, 50-1 in a bunch of places, something close to that, closed at basically wherever you were. He was around that price, which is, if you got it, then it was very good. It was very, very good. 50-1 and a guy to win the Masters, not terrible. But I love it because like how many millions of people building DFS lineups or just, you know, making outright bets or betting cards the night before. Like I was pouring over stuff the night before, putting in stuff, and my head to heads did awesome, but I did not have the winner. And how many man hours were put into trying to solve the puzzle of who is going to win the green jack, advanced statistics and strokes gained and ball striking, your absolute favorite thing. And yet, despite the millions and millions and millions of man hours that were put into trying to solve who's going to win the Masters, it was solved by a man who came on the air and said, I love Japanese culture.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
So I'm going to bet Hideki Matsuyama to win the Masters.
People were tweeting me yesterday, yeah, like, wow, like, great job, Nick. And I actually... Right. Like,
what foresight. Amazing.
I quote tweeted them, and I was like, I deserve zero credit. Like all the
well,
people...
You get the money.
All, yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. But, like, all the guys that I actually handicapped and, like, actually, like, bet on thinking, like, oh, like, right, I actually have reasons for this. None of them won.
Right.
The guy that I bet on a lark happened to win. So people want to give me credit for that. Great. But I'm not making it like I'm Billy Walters here because I took Hideki Matsuyama to win the Masters.
Right. I mean, like, I'm looking at my bet card. And I'm like, could I have ever come up? And I'm going back to, like, to my process. And I just go, could I have ever come up with Matsuyama at this price? Like, could I have ever, like, would I have ever come up with it? And the answer is just no. And there were, the funny thing is, every guy after that, down to like T25, I'm like, okay, yeah, like I could have come up with that. I mean, I had Rahm who ended up, like, I thought John Rahm was going to come in second at one point on Sunday. I was like, this is outrageous because everybody playing in the final four groups is a guy who, like, either never, ever, ever wins majors, Xander, or is never used to being in a Sunday at a major. So they were all just folding repeatedly. And John Rahm just comes along and shoots whatever, he shot 65. So he did well. Fading Dustin, fading Rory, which was stuff we talked about on the show. That all did well, but I'm going back through my stuff and I'm like, how would I have come up with Hideki? Like, was that even possible? And maybe just because the price was so crazy and he had played very well there a lot of other years. If you go back and look at some of his previous finishes, they say, you know, they bring up low amateur, like it's a huge deal. We had also come in like 9th, 7th, 11th, and 15th, you know, in four other years, something like that. So maybe there was a way to come up with him, but I think it took someone with your obsession with Asian culture and Japanese culture specifically and Japanese food and all, you know, all the stories that you tell on the show, you were in a unique position, I think, to be able to profit in this tournament.
Yeah. And again, based on absolutely nothing, but I will take the plaudits and the credit if people like to bestow them on me, even though it is not deserved. You better, you bet, BetQL Audio Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, just getting started on a Monday talking Masters betting weekend. So look, I had Matsuyama. That was great. Had a lot of losing tickets as well. So it wasn't all gravy overall, right, though. A good weekend, of course. How did Masters weekend treat you?
I ended up up, but man, I mean, the roller coaster ride in a couple of these situations. Worst loser, I ended up on Justin Thomas top 10, which I'd like to talk about for a second, because I ended up with a bunch of Spieth, because it was he got matched up with Rory a lot and Dustin a lot and all these people I didn't like, and I didn't even like Spieth that much, but I'm like, all right, I have to end up on Spieth, I guess, for a lot of money against all of these guys. And that all that stuff all went fine, but that's, I don't think, as worth talking about as, like, I think there are a lot of alternate universes where Justin Thomas actually just wins this golf tournament, and he gets, you know, I think it was 13, right? On Saturday, it's 13 and 15 are the two par five. So 13, I think he's out on Saturday and hits probably the worst wedge shot I've ever seen. Like, I mean, actually, I believe he's three back of the lead at that point, playing pretty well. He'd had a bad round on Thursday, but kind of collected himself Friday, played very well. Saturday, where I'm watching and I'm going, okay, like, I think you are one of the small group of people that can win this tournament. I'm sure he felt that way. And that one wedge shot sent him on such a downward spot. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it from a golfer like him. I mean, I've seen it from, you see it from golfers all the time where just one bad shot turns into a 10 or a 12, but I don't know if I'd ever seen it from him before necessarily, and puts his wedge. I mean, he's still getting it from like 40 yards, like chunk splash, then basically like loses his mind and ends up shooting an 8 on that par 5, which everybody was eagling. Like Hideki was on the green in 2 on that hole as well. And that basically like wrecked his entire weekend. I don't think he was ever the same after that hole. Didn't play very well to close his round, because how could he? He was in shambles probably at that point. Sunday like played okay. I think he shot one over or even, but I mean the damage was done, and I'm sure he knew he couldn't win at that point. It's so funny. Like that one shot, because I'm sitting there on Sunday and I'm like, okay, I mean, Hideki, you know, held this lead, played so well, but the guys chasing him, it's like Xander, who literally never wins these things and comes in fifth all the time. Zalatoris, who'd never been in the spot before. Leishman, who's not a Sunday major golfer. Connors, who's not a Sunday major golfer, at least not yet. They're all these guys where I'm like, who's catching this? Like, none of these guys. This is like, if you were Hideki Matsuyama and you had been maybe had like a reputation for not being like a big tournament winner. He hadn't won in a few years. Majors, he hadn't played particularly well or well enough to win in a couple situations. This is the group, Justin Rose, who's like putted unbelievably, but literally shot even par, I think, every round after the first. I mean, it was just the first round. That was basically how Justin Rose did everything. You would look at this group of golfers behind Matsuyama and you'd be like, this is who I'd want to go against. All of these guys, all of them. Like, I mean, you couldn't have picked a better group of 10 for guys who will apply no pressure whatsoever, and then basically like let you be very comfortable while you're playing your entire round of golf. So Matsuyama played unbelievable. I mean, I don't know if anybody was actually going to beat him, but man, you really couldn't have picked a better collection of guys behind him to have like really not anybody make a serious charge, you know, unless you count kind of what John Rahm was doing from 20 groups back.
A couple things here. As we came down towards the end of the Masters, after Matsuyama wins it, his caddy does like a bow towards the course. I thought that was awesome. And I think the funniest thing.
Haven't seen
thing,
it before. Yeah.
The funniest thing I think that I've maybe ever seen at the Masters, and you know, Dustin Johnson won the Masters last November.
He did.
And I think that his greatest moment at Augusta National was not what took place last November, but it was after at Butler Cabin when he put the green jacket on Matsuyama. And of course, he missed the cut on Friday and then hangs around for the weekend.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
He literally turns around and goes, "All right, see you guys later." And just exit stage left.
It's like the Simpsons where you would hear like Homer would go to the car and you'd hear the car driving. It was like, and then you hear the plane flight noise, like,
like you just hear it. He all couldn't get out of there fast enough. It's like, you know what? I stuck around. Here's your green jacket. Peace. See you later. Like sayonara, Hideki. I mean, will catch you on the flip side, man. Unbelievable.
Imagine waiting 2 days just to give somebody a piece of clothing.
Okay. Well, listen again, one more time to Hideki Matsuyama. Arigato gozaimasu. Thank you very much for the victory. Major League Baseball takeaways from the weekend. Coming up, NBA takeaways as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.